Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Go Diaper Free. For Elimination Communication is a practical parenting guide focused on elimination communication, the infant care approach of helping babies use a potty from birth, rather than relying entirely on diapers. Written by Andrea Olson, the book sits at the intersection of parenting advice, infant care, and gentle potty training methodology. Its purpose is not to promote rigid early toilet training, but to present a flexible system that parents can adapt to full-time or part-time use, with diapers serving as backup rather than the default toilet. The book is designed for modern families who want a respectful, low-pressure way to reduce diaper dependence, improve awareness of infant cues, and support earlier potty independence. It is structured as a handbook, so it emphasizes usability, visual guidance, troubleshooting, and practical routines over theory alone. As a result, it functions both as an introductory text and as a reference for families actively practicing EC. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, flexible use of diapers, potties, and routines for modern families. The central idea of the book is that elimination can be approached as communication rather than as a problem to be managed only after the fact. Andrea Olson frames EC as a process of noticing timing, body language, and patterns so that parents can respond when a baby needs to pee or poop. This shifts the task away from waiting for diapers to signal wetness and toward observing the child more closely. The importance of this framework is practical as well as philosophical. It asks parents to treat the baby as an active participant with recognizable needs, not as a passive recipient of care. That perspective is what makes the method feel different from conventional potty training. Instead of starting later with instruction and reward systems, the book presents bathroom use as something parents can support from the earliest stage. The result is a method that aims to reduce missed elimination moments while also strengthening parent attentiveness and routines around feeding, sleeping, and waking cycles. But secondly, a handbook format built for busy parents. One of the book's distinguishing features is its insistence that EC can be practical in contemporary homes, not only in traditional or highly committed settings. Olson repeatedly emphasizes part-time practice, diaper backups, and household adaptations that reduce mess and stress. That matters because many parents are intrigued by EC, but assume it requires constant naked time or an all-or-nothing lifestyle. The book argues the opposite: families can use small potties, clothing that is easy to remove, public restroom strategies, and backups such as diapers or training pants to make the process workable. This makes the method less intimidating and broadens its audience. The practical framing also shows that EC is not presented as a purity test. The goal is not to eliminate every diaper immediately, but to make diaper use less central and more intentional, by normalizing partial use and gradual learning. The book lowers the barrier to entry and makes the method more compatible with busy schedules, childcare demands, and ordinary domestic life. Thirdly, cue-based timing and observation. A major skill taught in the book is cue recognition, rather than treating elimination as random. Olson encourages parents to notice when babies tend to need the potty, such as after waking, before naps, after feeding, or during fussing and squirming. This is a significant shift because it replaces a purely age-based training model with a pattern-based one. The book suggests that parents can learn to anticipate elimination needs through observation, consistency, and repetition. This approach can reduce frustration because it explains why some attempts succeed, while others do not. The method depends on timing and awareness, not just discipline. It also helps parents understand that EC is not about forcing a child into a schedule. The book presents cue reading as a learning process that develops over time, with mistakes and misses treated as part of normal practice. That makes the method more sustainable and more humane than approaches that depend on coercion, punishment, or waiting until a child is much older to begin any bathroom awareness at all. Fourthly, respectful methods instead of coercive toilet training. The book is notable for its emphasis on gentle, respectful potty learning. Rather than framing the child as resistant or defiant, it treats potty use as a developmental and relational process. That choice matters because it separates Go Diaper Free from harsher training models that rely on pressure, bribes, or control. Olson's version of EC is meant to preserve the child's dignity while still moving toward earlier toilet independence. The practical implication is that parents are encouraged to stay calm, keep expectations flexible, and treat missed opportunities as information rather than failure. This can be especially valuable for families who want to avoid power struggles later in toddlerhood. The book also suggests that a respectful approach may help children become more aware of their bodies sooner and reduce the emotional intensity often associated with late toilet training. Its tone and method, therefore, combine efficiency with sensitivity, which is a major reason many parents find the book appealing. It offers structure without turning toileting into a battle. Lastly, troubleshooting and visual instruction for real-world use. Go Diaper Free is written as a handbook, and that shape is important to how it is used. The book is not only meant to be read once, it is meant to be consulted while families are practicing EC. According to the available descriptions, it includes visual aids, position guidance, troubleshooting support, and additional resources that help readers apply the ideas in real time. That makes it especially useful for people who need concrete instruction rather than broad encouragement. The book's structure acknowledges that EC can be confusing at first because parents must learn new routines, interpret signals, and adjust logistics around clothing, mobility, and time of day. By organizing the material for easy reference, the book reduces overwhelm and makes problem solving more immediate. This practical design also explains why the book appeals to beginners and experienced users alike. New readers can get an overview, while active practitioners can return to specific sections when challenges arise. In that sense, the book functions as both an introduction and an operational guide. In conclusion, Go Diaper Free is best suited to parents who are curious about elimination communication, want a gentler alternative to conventional potty training, or hope to reduce diaper dependence without committing to a rigid method. It will be especially useful for new parents, families interested in attachment-informed care, and readers who prefer a practical handbook over a purely theoretical discussion. The book offers clear value in three ways. It explains the basic logic of EC, it shows how to adapt the practice to ordinary life, and it provides enough structure to support actual use rather than casual curiosity. Compared with many potty training books, it stands out for starting from birth or early infancy and for treating toileting as a communication process, not a discipline problem. It also differs from more general parenting books by focusing tightly on one method and presenting it in a way that is meant to be actionable. For readers open to a non-traditional approach, it offers a detailed framework that is both specific and flexible, making it one of the more distinctive books in the early potty training category. If you would like to support Andrea Olson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.